As students in parts of New South Wales and Victoria wait to find out when they'll return to the classroom, there's a growing debate over how to reduce COVID-19 exposure in schools. In some countries, air purification systems, known as HEPA filters, are being installed, but there's no national plan in Australia. Occupational health experts say we urgently need some guidelines to ensure the right systems are used. Catherine Gregory reports.
Sydney mother Lucy, who doesn't want to use her real name, says she's constantly struggling with the daily decision of whether to send her four-year-old son to preschool because of the risk of getting COVID.
The things that's sort of keeping me up at night is that, you know, you read that every week 100 childcare centres and early learning centres are being shut in New South Wales, and they've already shut down like 184 schools so far just in this outbreak.
She wants the state and federal governments to be more proactive in reducing the risk of aerosol COVID transmission in schools and childcare centres.
It'd be good to have some guidelines around to access things like information on proper ventilation systems, you know, like HEPA filters and CO2 monitors or whatever the health advice from experts might be.
But there are no guidelines on the use of these HEPA filters, which have been proven to drastically reduce the concentration of the virus particles in the air. It means childcare centres and schools are essentially running blind. Elizabeth Deeth, the CEO of the Early Learning and Care Council of Australia, says many of her members have taken it upon themselves to install HEPA air filters, but they want leadership.
We need that one advice, two support from funding, and three consistency across all jurisdictions.
The Teachers Federation in New South Wales have been asking the state government for a strong ventilation plan in schools, including guidelines on the use of air filters. But the state's Department of Education has told the ABC that while it's doing an audit of ventilation in schools across the state, there is no recommendation from health that HEPA air filters or CO2 monitors are needed. The Victorian government, meanwhile, has said it'll use those products in some settings. But in Europe and the US, schools are already being fit with these devices.
Yes, Australia is behind because this conversation started only now, and I still haven't seen really leadership in this field.
Professor Lydia Maraska is an international air quality expert that's helped alert the world to the airborne transmission of COVID-19.
Well, the lack of leadership is always a problem because then people, organizations, departments, the actions are different dependently on what the organization have heard or believe that this is right.
That means schools or childcare centres that go their own way could end up choosing air filtration systems that aren't suitable. That's what Donna Green, an environmental scientist at UNSW, is already witnessing.
People have to make decisions about which product to buy, to choose ones that are actually going to reduce risks. The problem is many of these manufacturers are jumping onto that word HEPA and adding other words that sound like HEPA and actually selling products that can produce harmful gases into the atmosphere. And without advice by government or any sort of standardisation, it's almost impossible for a consumer to know what to look for.
Associate Professor Donna Green from UNSW, ending that report from Catherine Gregory.